Welcome to the Evo Show podcast, sponsored by Team F1E, presented by me, AFC Technical. Hi guys, and welcome to the Evo Show. My name is AFC Technical. You can contact me on Xbox Live, AFC space Technical. Now, this is episode one, the brand new Evo Show. This is a Forza Motorsport 4 podcast. In part one, we'll talk about the brand new game Forza Motorsport 4. It's just come out, and I've been having a lot of fun with that. In part two, we'll talk about Team F1E, what we are, what we do, what the history is, and the important names you need to know with the club. Now, in part three, it's the community. It's how you get involved. We'll talk about the forthcoming Evo Meet 4 and how you get involved with that. And also, we've got some competitions. So if you want to get your paint, if you want to get your paint featured, we'll be having paint competitions, tuning competitions. So if you got a bit of skill with Forza Motorsport 4, and of course, if you love Evos, you really need to join and stay tuned. Part 1. Forza Motorsport 4 came out. European release was October 14th, 4 days behind the Americans. I'm not quite sure why they staggered that release, and they probably didn't want to overload servers by everyone on the same day. Now, I picked up my LCE version from GameStation at a value of £59, which is quite a few bob, obviously, but you do get quite a good bunch of exclusive cars with it. And I'm happy to support this game because, to be honest, it's simply awesome. This is not a review podcast. That will come later in future podcasts. But just to kind of go over things, there's been so many improvements. The first thing that strikes you, of course, is the graphics. It's bigger, brighter, better, more detailed. Not to mention just, you know, the number of cars on track. It's just awesome. The next thing that will strike you, and it will strike you, is just the sound. It's amazing. I mean, the first thing that I did was jump into a Ferrari R1 car for a quick spin on Silverstone. Talking about Silverstone, they haven't updated it, which is a shame, but it still looks good. They really have done a great job with it. So yeah, the LCE version, it's got quite a few cards in it for you to enter all sorts of different codes and all sorts of stuff. It's a bit confusing. I mean, I, you know, bought the game, turned it on, went online to, you know, load up a car that I've been looking forward to, the BMW 1M. And you know what? It wasn't there. I couldn't find it. I'm sure I saw it in, you know, all the different preview stuff. The car is definitely in the game, but you know what? You can't select it. It must be a unicorn car, which, you know, that's going to happen to quite a few people. They're going to try and, you know, load up cars that they think is in the game, and they're going to get there and they're not going to see the car in the list. But I suppose on a, you know, the positive side of that is that there's going to be a few cars. I think there's about 17 or 18 unicorn cars this time around. Now, I explain for those that don't know, a unicorn car is a car that's not on the list. It's basically doesn't exist until you either get gifted it by turn 10 directly, or you see it in the auction house, and it will be about 500 million credits or something like that on the auction house. They are super rare. So it means that there are more unicorn cars this time around, and hopefully that means that, you know, it's easier to get them.
How you liking Forza 4?
Okay, let's talk about the handling. Now this time in Forza 4, they've changed things a little bit. They've given us two different handling or steering modes. Normal, which is basically like Forza 3, but the new shiny one is simulation steering. Now, basically what this means is they say it's designed for people that's got wheels. But it's just designed for people who know how to race. You can do it on a control pad. I have my setting to simulation, and it's basically more realistic. You know, there's more travel in the steering wheel, with the controller, and it means that if you get the car out of shape, you are quite likely just to completely spin. You know, you have proper tank slappers this time, whereas big complaints about Forza 3 was that, you know, it was so easy to correct an oversteer, to countersteer. It was too easy to countersteer. Whereas with this one, you've got to be really gentle with, you know, countersteering. With simulation steering, which you don't have to have it on, but it's part of the expert setting, which will give you bonus credits or whatever. You don't have to select it, but you know, you're encouraged to, because otherwise you're a bit of a noob, aren't you? But it makes things lively. It makes the cars handle so much better. You just got to be gentler, and it's more realistic, you know. I was playing online with a few of the guys, recently, and I just found that you just have to be a lot more gentle with the car. You have to brake nice and early. You have to stay off the power mid-corner. Otherwise, you're going to go for a spin. Even all-wheel drive cars are a handful now. On braking, you're likely to get the back wiggly. You know, it's a lot more dynamic, the handling. It's not just a stiff stimulation anymore. It's definitely dynamic, definitely fun. And I've played Gran Turismo. And I can say that, you know, people go on about Gran Turismo being the ultimate console simulation. Whether you agree or not, I'll say that Forza Motorsport 4 is pretty similar, you know, in the handling department. I love it. The guys that I play with absolutely love it. So, handling wise, this game has got it. Now, as I was saying, I was playing online, and it is, again, in that department, it is absolutely, absolutely fantastic. I played with Selector and Ricky, and we had about 10 or 12 people in the lobby at one time. And you know what? There was no lag. There was absolutely no lag. We played some Top Gear Soccer. We played some races, just messing around. And I have to say, for this iteration, Forza 4, Turn 10, Microsoft, you know, they're really, really nailing it. They're just hitting all the marks. So they just, you know, the crown of the best racing game on the console on this generation is just theirs for the taking. I mean, you know, this console isn't, this console generation isn't finished yet. So someone else could come along and steal the crown, but from what I can see from the games that I've played up till now, yes, I include Gran Turismo, Forza Motorsport Online is just awesome. You know, you've got the car clubs feature in there. Don't forget, in part 3, we'll be talking about the community and how you can get involved with our team, our car club, if you have some kind of skill. Even if you don't, you know, F1E is pretty inclusive. You know, we like all sorts. We have quite a few characters, guys from all over the place, whether it's Australia or the United States or Canada. So you've got that car clubs feature. You know, you can share cars, so one person can design a car and share it, and it means that everyone can just get in that car and use it absolutely free of charge. It's a fantastic feature. And like I've already said, you know, the most important part of any online mode is for it to be stable, for it to be lag free. And so far from what I've played, I've not had a full lobby yet, because the game supports 16 players. I've only had about 10 or 12, I think, from what I saw. From what I've seen, it's absolutely smooth. I've got a pretty good connection, but you know, there was no lag. In fact, I realized after I finished playing the game that I had downloads on in the background, and it still looked pretty smooth. But in saying that, maybe for the guys looking at my car was like floating and bouncing around and doing all sorts, but they didn't say anything, so I don't think that was the case. So again, it's a double thumbs up for the online and communities. And that's before even mentioning the Rivals mode. I mean, I've played a lot of the Rivals mode in the demo. I haven't really got into it too much. I beat one of my friends in one event, and then subsequently, Selector, he beat me again straight away. So you get the little notice message comes up saying, oh yeah, you've been beaten, do you want a challenge again? And but you know, apart from that, I've not really delved too much into it. But again, it looks like a good feature. Like I said, you know, Turn 10, Microsoft, they really got it in the bag this time. All the features are on point, even the network and community and online features.
Part two.
Yeah, so what do you think is the whole point? What's the point of starting, you know, F1E, and what's the benefits of it?
Wasn't it that, you know, a group of guys that were racing together, but didn't really, I mean, when we started, do you remember we started off with a club, and it was going pretty badly, so we decided to branch off, because there's a lot of members that wanted to do things and wanted to race, and I think that's what we really created for, and got everyone together, and then we was lucky enough to get a lot of good tuners and some good painters, so we got some releases done. But I think more the fools are for the benefit of the club is it's a great environment, I guess, and the people we've got, the members are pretty good. Everyone have silly people and stuff, you know, like that. So yeah, the benefits is just a great atmosphere, as well as obviously all your free tunes, free races.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's just like a good opportunity for people to, you know, to come together. And that's a good point that you raised about the fact that the original idea was Dom, you know, R21TQ. And
to be fair, to come up with the idea, so full credit to him. But unfortunately, I think it was more interested in just the club meets, which, you know, they're fantastic. We have some. You know, you head to Technico's YouTube channel, I'm sure we plug it at the end of the show. Yeah, we've got some great videos on there, and that's all great, but you can't just do that, you know. You need the races, and you need to also, obviously, we fundamentally love Evos. We all do, we've all got this passion for Evos, but you've got to understand as well, there's a lot of cars on this game. You cannot restrict yourself just to the Evos, because you'd ruin the game. You know, so when we do races, you have to, like I was just saying, to your tech with the BTCC tournament that Selector's hopefully going to be running. There'll be no Evos in that. And that was the trouble with the original club, it was all Evos, and you're very restricted to what you can do. And with the drifters, you can't even get a rear-wheel drive Evo. Still on 4s4, which really bugs me, even though I don't drift myself, it's annoying. So yeah, that was the problem, I think, with the original club. So we branched out and formed F1E.
Cool. So I mean, you know, I get a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of people. You know, they see the video, you know, youtube.com/AFC Technico, and they see my channel. They see, you know, all the Evo meets that we've done. Yeah, man. So they see, the video. And they want to get involved. They want to be in the meets and stuff like that. So that means that they want to join F1E. But that can cause problems, because a lot of people, they don't race, you know, particularly. And they can also be quite young. But, you know, my philosophy is, you know, I'm inclusive. I don't want to exclude anyone just because they're young or because they're, like, rubbish at racing. But, you know, from your point of view, what do you think people should, you know, if people don't want to join the club, what do you reckon they should bear in mind?
I think the main thing with this club, you know, a lot of people, like you said, young people, that's not an issue. Young people ain't an issue to anyone. Immature people is the real issue. No one likes immature people. And, you know, I've saw them, my brother who's 15, you know. So age has nothing to do with anything. It's racing talent. Balls is a big game. You do not need to be good at racing. As you know, I'm not a great racer. I was very good at cat and mouse on Forza 3, and I will stand by that, and that's what I spent most of my time doing. Tag virus, cat and mouse, now you've got football. All these things we will be running competitions in, without a doubt, because I know for one, I really enjoy all that sort of stuff, you know. It's not just all about racing all the time. So yeah, I think the main thing, what you've got to remember, when you've got to bring something to the club. That could be, you could be a racer, drifter, tuner, painter. But take all that away. Man, you could just be a comedian when we're talking on Xbox Live. You know, that's all you need. You don't need to even be particularly good at the game. If we can have a good chat with someone on Xbox Live, they can make us laugh and we can talk to them like we are now. You know, that's great as well. So I don't think there's any real restrictions on the club. You've got to be mature. You know, that is a restriction if you want, but let's be honest, we've all played Call of Duty. We've all had little kids screaming down the mic. We don't want that. You know, I've got enough of that. I've got two young kids at home. They don't want to come on the Xbox. But yeah, apart from that, you know, it's pretty open, I guess.
Cool. That's great. That's a fantastic response, because it's pretty much what I believe, really. You know, you've got to be inclusive, but you can't have people just annoying everyone. You know, talking about people, you know, annoying everyone, what do you reckon about when members have disputes and it's real life. You know, people might fall out. What do you reckon people should do, you know, if they have a problem with a different member or they fall out with people like that?
At the end of the day, it's a bit like work for me. You know, I spend more time at work than I do at home, which means I spend more time around my work colleagues than I do with my kids and with my girlfriend. Sometimes, you know, you're going to have disagreements. It's going to happen. At the end of the day, what do they say? You need to wipe your mouth clean of it. You need to go off. You know, if you're going to have half the time when you have an argument with someone, and you hear this a lot, it will be over the most stupid thing, but people get so worked up about it and have a stupid argument. You go off, you sit down for an hour, you get off Xbox Live, you go away, you have a little sit down, you come back an hour later, man, you can't even remember why you started arguing. It's laughable. You apologise, you move on. And let's be honest, that is what happens 9 times out of 10. But, you know, if there's someone, I can't believe you can hate someone over a game, personally, you know, but if you really feel like you can't get along with someone, then it'd have to be your choice, you know. If you can't, I don't think we'd ever remove anyone from the club for reasons like that, you know. It'd just be a case of, look, you need to move on. It's a club, everything's a team effort. We just want to enjoy each other's company when we're on here, enjoy the chat, enjoy racing, enjoy doing what we do. You don't need no grievances like that, you know. And I think you've got to wipe your mouth of it and move on. I mean, the only time I'd say I would kick someone out of this club if I got any inkling or any thought of someone bullying someone else. I hate bullies. Nothing teased me more. I just, without swearing, I really hate bullies. So yeah, if anyone's to come into this club and start ripping on someone because they weren't the best racer, ripping on someone for whatever reason, ripping on someone, you know, because they've got an accent, whatever, you know. If it's banter's banter, you know, but if I thought someone was taking it too far, or someone took offence to it, I'd pull them to one side and say, look, you need to calm it down. You know, it's only funny if someone else is laughing. You're not funny if you're laughing at your own jokes, is the best way to put it, I guess. I would pull them to one side, but if they carried on, then yeah, I'd kick someone out of the club for bullying. Absolutely. But yeah, as far as for grievances go, if you've got a problem with someone, you know, if it's a real issue, then come and speak to an admin. There's enough of us, you know. You've got me, Ricky Balboa, you've got AFC Technico, you've got Selector, you've got Afro Guy. There's four of us. You could come to any of us and we will try and sort it out, you know. But yeah, to be fair, have we ever had that issue? I don't think we ever had an issue. We've had a couple of things, you know, with people. I remember last year on Forza 3, there was a big debate when we was racing. I think it was me and James the Yiddo that I cut him up, and he got quite upset. But I'm telling you, the video evidence showed that I did not cut him up. In actual fact, he drove into the side of me. he pit manoeuvred himself. I was going in a straight line, I swear.
Fantastic, mate. Fantastic. I think that'll be it for now. This is just episode number one of the podcast, so I'm sure there'll be opportunities to chat in the future. Okay guys, welcome to part 3 of the Evo Show podcast, sponsored by Team F1E Formula 1 Evolution. Now in this part, first of all, I'll just say thank you for talking to me, Ricky Balboa. He is the co-founder of the team. In this part, we're going to talk about the community and how you can get involved. First of all, to join F1E, there's a few things you can do. You can add me, AFC Technico, on Xbox Live. You can add Ricky Balboa 25 on Xbox Live. You can request to join our car club on Forza Motorsport 4. You guys know how to do that. We've also got a website. You can go across to that. That's on ForzaMotorsportCarClubs.com. Go there and have a quick search for Formula 1 Evolution or F1E. So, you know, join the club. If you've got some kind of skill, if you're good at racing, if you like Evos. No, that was wrong. If you love Evos, if you can paint, if you can tune, if you can drift, if you can do all sorts, we could use you. So definitely join up. We have a good time online. We don't just, you know, mess about on Evos. We do all sorts. In fact, we might even be doing a BTCC. That's a British Touring Car Championship. Very, very soon. I'll talk about that in a minute. So that's how you can join the team F1E. Okay, we're very inclusive. We're very friendly. We're based out of the UK, but we have members all over the world. So there you go. Now, the next thing on the agenda is Evo Meet 4. Evo Meet 4, I get asked this question. When is it? When is it? When are we doing it? Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AFC Technico. No space. Check that out because that's got all our previous Evo Meets, just to give you an idea of what you can expect when you join up. Obviously, the good thing now with Forza Motorsport 4 is that there are 16 players online. So I'm quite looking forward to having 16 Evos, all different, you know, some with rear wing deletes, some with, you know, custom parts, wheels, paint jobs, some with official F1E paint jobs, some just looking good and plain and street. You know, it's going to be awesome. As for a date for when I'm doing it, well, I'm still getting ideas and talking to people and seeing what's what. But join and look for me online, because I'm always keen to see what you can do. You know, if you want to jump in a lobby with me and do some drifting or show me your car, I'm open to that. So definitely don't hold back. Join me, because we're going to do this very, very soon. So keep your eyes peeled and check out my channel and the website, and, you know, people on my friends list will get updated as soon as I know when I can do the Evo Meet number 4. Now, I've already mentioned our website. It's on ForzaMotorsportCarClubs.com. If you go there, you can search for all different Forza car clubs. Ours is on there. Ours is one of those. Search for Formula 1 Evolution. So yes, the next podcast we're going to talk about Forza Motorsport 4 in more detail. We're going to review it. I'll give my final verdict on the game and, you know, what I think. I'll also try and get Selector in the lobby and have a chat to him about tuning. Selector is your man when it comes to tuning. So if you've got questions about the game and how to tune and tips and tricks to get the best out of your car, make sure you tune in and stay peeled for the next one.
Now that sounds like a plan, Batman. I'll be seeing you there then, Tech.
Okay, thank you for listening. Peace out.